Thank you and good afternoon. The male victim who was struck by a bus near the intersection of 5th and O Street in Eureka Friday morning has died as a result of the injuries he sustained from the impact. 35-year-old Eureka man Thomas William Rice is the victim identified in the accident, in which witness statements claim Rice walked into the front of the bus as it was driving away from the bus stop. Rice was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital after the impact, but was later pronounced deceased. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, and it is unknown at this time why Rice walked into the path of the bus. Sunday afternoon, deputies found themselves in a struggle while attempting to detain a man who was found to be in possession of methamphetamine. A sheriff sergeant attempted to contact a bicyclist identified as Michael Russell near the Johnston Motel in Garberville. When the sergeant lost sight of Russell, two more deputies arrived to the area and they later located Russell in the back of the motel. Russell attempted to flee, but a physical altercation ensued as Russell violently attacked the deputies as they were trying to place him in handcuffs. At one point, Russell attempted to grab one of the deputies' batons. Russell was eventually detained, but not before deputies sustained minor cuts and abrasions. A search of Russell's person turned up 19 grams of meth and a gram of heroin. Russell was booked in the county jail for drug-related charges and resisting arrest. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help after an autopsy was conducted Saturday on the remains of a human that was located by a passerby off of Bear Road in Hoopa last week. The autopsy showed that the remains were that of an adult male between the age of 18 to 30 and was wearing a pair of black sweatpants with a Hoopa Warriors logo and a black t-shirt with a California Republic logo. Investigators considered the death to be suspicious and the cause of the death has not been released at this time, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A McKinleyville resident confronted three suspects attempting to rob his home. Dan Squire has more.
Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers arrested three men following a report of a home invasion with shots fired at a residence on Ocean Drive in McKinleyville on Saturday night. Deputies made contact with the homeowner, who said that he had armed himself when he confronted the three men who fled the scene. There were no shots fired, and after setting up a perimeter, the three suspects were located and arrested by law enforcement. 23-year-old Larry Lockhart and 25-year-old Michael Cady of McKinleyville, along with 22-year-old Blaine Martin, were known to the victim and were identified as the three home invasion suspects. All three men were booked into county jail.
Thank you, Dan. The sheriff's office has announced that they will increase the number of patrols on local beaches during nighttime hours. This comes after responding to numerous complaints and seeing an increase in the number of service calls regarding disorderly conduct at local beaches, and the culprits are often unsupervised juveniles. With spring underway and the summer season coming soon, deputies will patrol local beaches on ATVs and four-wheel drive vehicles to enforce county codes. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Earlier this afternoon, Congressman Jared Huffman announced the formation of a Last Chance Grade stakeholder group. Huffman was in Klamath today, along with Assemblyman Jim Wood, to discuss with agencies, tribes, and environmental and business organizations about the possible rerouting of a stretch of Highway 101, known as the Last Chance Grade, in Del Norte County. Huffman said that the stretch of roadway not only poses a serious safety risk, but threatens the regional economy. According to Caltrans, the closure of the roadway would cost the region $130 million per year. A bill that was introduced into the state Senate could change the way California funds road maintenance. On Friday, the California Transportation Commission convened a 15-member committee to create a pilot program to study a road usage charge as a way to generate revenue for road and highway maintenance, which is currently funded through gas tax. The program will study how much revenue can be generated by a mileage fee to replace the Highway Trust Fund, which, unless Congress acts, may see a drop of $15 billion that would have been used to reimburse states in 2015. St. Joseph's Health in Humboldt County has awarded grants to local organizations totaling to $140,000 as a part of the St. Joe's Care for the Poor Community grant program. The grants have been awarded to 14 organizations, including the Humboldt Resource Center, the Eureka Rescue Mission, Area 1 Agency on Aging, and the RCAA, among others. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.